everybody, whether you're the president of a company or the paperboy, everybody has the exact same amount of time. You and I both have 24 hours a day. No more, no less. The question is, what do you do with your time?
Hello, my friends, and welcome to another installment of the ZBook Successful Authors Podcast. And I've got a special announcement today about the new book. So at the end of the podcast, of course, you got to stay on till the end of the podcast. So check it out. This is a mock-up, okay? The book is not a hardcover. It's not this thick yet. It's an ebook right now. So Authority Podcasting, How and Why to Podcast, right? Our new book. And first of all, I want to answer the questions from our buddies in the survey that they took for the book. And before I get to answering your questions, I want to read a super amazing, interesting article from Andrew Cheng, who works now for Andreessen Horowitz. It's mostly about the investing angle of podcasts, but it's super interesting. I'm just going to read a couple of highlights, and then I'll get to your questions, and then I'll get to the announcement, okay? So if you want to go to his article, it's really big. It's called The Podcast Ecosystem in 2019 at andrewchen.co. So here it goes. Over 30% of Americans listen to podcasts. Podcasting is big, mainstream, but and some of the biggest opportunities in this podcasting space lay in pivoting the business model from ads into some kind of direct payment. You see, my take on this is that a lot of people start a YouTube channel and then think they're going to get all sorts of traffic and then they'll monetize with ads, which I call a low quality way of going because you need thousands of hits per day to make any decent money doing that. However, if you directly monetize and you get people to pay for a membership to your podcast or just donate by patreon.com or Gumroad, this is much more lucrative for the podcaster. But Andrew Cheng is writing from an investor standpoint now. So he goes on, the bigger idea is actually audio, not specifically podcasting. And in fact, the combined revenue of Headspace and Calm are more than half of the entire podcasting market. The report covers things in more detail at the end, but from an investment standpoint. Okay. Over the course of the last 10 years, podcasts have steadily grown from a niche community of audio bloggers distributing files over the internet to one-third of Americans now listening monthly and a quarter of Americans listening weekly. That's a lot. Listeners are consuming 6+ hours per week and consuming more content every year. Among weekly podcast listeners, there's high consumption, 7 episodes per week and nearly 1 hour per day. And myself as a podcast junkie, I can totally attest to this. I consume more than that. So back to Andrew. The demographic of podcast listeners is not your average American. Roughly half of podcast listeners make $75,000 or more in annual income. A majority have a post-secondary degree, and almost one-third have a graduate degree. Link to the source here. There's also a gender gap, with podcast listeners skewing mostly male, mirroring the gap among podcast creators as well. However, Veronica, if you're listening, however, the gender gap has narrowed from a 25% gap in 2008 to 9% today. It's closing. Back to Andrew. In the years following the release of Apple's podcast app in 2012, smartphones pulled ahead of computers for podcast consumption and have grown to become the dominant way that consumers listen to podcasts. The green line includes smart speakers, which have grown 70% year over year in terms of listening. Okay, we knew that, right? Everything's going mobile. Smartphones. We're doing more on our smartphones than on our computers nowadays. What may surprise people living in heavy commuter markets is that listening primarily happens at home, which represents almost half of all podcast consumption. Many apps for listening to podcasts, but little differentiation or loyalty. Apple Podcasts played a pivotal role in the development of the industry and remains the dominant app for listening. However, its market share has fallen in the last few years from over 80% down to 63%. The corollary to this stat is that historically, podcasting has been predominantly an iOS user behavior, given that Google didn't have its own native application, something that changed last summer with the launch of Google Podcasts. Spotify, which has made a big push into podcasts in just the past couple years, now accounts for almost 10% of listening. Spotify also accounts for two of the largest podcast acquisitions in industry history, Gimlet and Anchor.fm, which occurred earlier this year. The company has committed to spending hundreds of millions of dollars more on acquisitions and has also stated that podcasts are strategically important for driving increased user engagement, lower churn, faster revenue, and higher margins than the core music business. They see this as a great potential to make more dough than the music business. That is profound, my friends. Okay, back to Andrew. Donations to podcasters primarily happen off-platform today via third-party tools such as Patreon, PayPal, and Venmo. The top podcaster on Patreon, Chapo Trap House, a political humor podcast, earns over $131,000 per month from almost 30,000 patrons. Okay, that's all from Andrew. Go to his post at andrew.chen.co. Look for it. It's called The Podcast Ecosystem in 2019. Super interesting, super long, great graphics. So anyway, podcasting is big and it's getting bigger. It's like YouTube. YouTube is growing and growing and growing. We just started, okay? That's why I highly recommend you always repurpose your podcasts to YouTube. And this podcast right now is starting on Facebook Live, then it's going to go on Anchor.fm and YouTube, okay? That's just some basic content marketing for you. All right, let's get to those survey questions. All my buddies that answered the survey for the book, this book right here, Authority Podcasting, How to Podcast and Why. Don't forget, big announcement coming up. All right, number one from Conrad. What's the best way to book podcast guests? And what's the best way to get booked as a guest on other podcasts? I have an email template in here for you that works rather well. I use it. And it. Long story short, use the template and get recommendations from other people where you can. You just got to get the ball rolling. When you start interviewing people, you can get them to give you recommendations and introductions. It's in the book. I go more into more detail in that. Next question from Conrad. Very, very interesting. Is it better to be a guest on a podcast or to host a podcast? So I have to ask you, what is your purpose? You need to get clear on what is your goal as a podcaster. My goal was and is still networking. It's not sales. It's not traffic or anything like that. Although traffic is important, of course. But it's not monetization. It's not sales. My goal is to network with people. It's in the book too. And I show you some examples of why networking works so great. So you have to get clear on your goals. If your goal is just to sell your books, it's probably better to just go on podcasts. However, you can't just force your way onto a podcast, right? You don't always get invited, or you don't always get on the podcast you want to be. So in the end, it's probably still better in the long run to have your own podcast, okay? But in the short of it, if you just want to sell your book, then get on as many podcasts as possible. In the long run, start your own podcast, definitively. Next one. From Tisha. Economical hosting providers. Yes, I've got one in there because I've been through about 5 different podcast hosting providers. And it's no secret, it's anchor.fm. They're free and unlimited uploads. See, the other ones, they charge you for how many gigabytes you upload per month. And only like, it depends on the platform, only 1 gigabyte is free. You quickly come up to your limit and they quickly all become costly. That is why anchor.fm is the number one right now, not just because they're free, but they're super easy. And it's in the book. I'm not going to go into too much detail. So yes, economical hosting providers, it's in there. Marketing and distribution of the podcast. So distribution is handled by your platform. Super simple. Most platforms, not just Anchor, but Libsyn is the other best one. If you're going to pay, go to Libsyn. What else? Podbean. Podomatic, they all distribute now to the main channels, all the big 10, you know, iTunes, Google, Spotify, Stitcher. There are many. Those were the main ones that I just named. So the distribution is easy. Marketing is up to you. I'm going to get that into some of these more questions now, okay? Because many people ask the same question. So Pierce, my buddy in Ireland, I hope you're not in your taxi. I hope you are watching this podcast, Facebook Live, right now, Pierce. And by the way, Pierce runs one of the best review sites in the world. It's called emeraldreviews.com. If you're an independent author, you can go there and you could probably, not always, but probably get a free review for your book. So go there, emeraldreviews.com. So Pierce wants to know how many people it reaches. This is a pain. Everybody's complaining about the statistics. The podcast platforms, they're all different and they all have their different ways of showing statistics. There is an app for Apple Statistics. You just have to look it up. It's called Apple Statistics app. Just Google it. And however, that's only for Apple, right? That's the only one that offers decent statistics. So this one is really tough because there's no standard. So if you go to anchor.fm, it says estimated reach. Okay, doesn't show you the downloads. Some platforms automatically download to your app, some don't. Spotify is primarily streaming, but Stitcher and iTunes will automatically download them to your app if you subscribe to the podcast. So some of them count downloads, some of them count listeners. It's a mess. The best thing is to Google that Apple Podcast Statistics app, because otherwise it's just a mess. That's the only one that gives you any clarity. Clear and precise instructions. Yes, Pierce, they're right in here. The second half of the book is called How to Podcast. It's part one, why to podcast, part two, how to podcast. And part two is all about clear and precise instructions. If you, my grandma could podcast now. Seriously. It's in here. Screenshots, it's all in here. They're in here. Okay. Next one. Holly, how you doing, Holly? How and when to ask the appropriate questions. If you get the book and or you go to the blog, zbooks.co, there's a template, a questions template. And the best questions that I have used and other people have used, not just my questions. And you can download it. And it's free, totally free. And so it's in here. It's all in here, my friends. How are the guests compensated? Usually guests are not compensated. I've never heard of guests being paid for or paid for the podcast, because guests want to be on your podcast for the free advertisement. It's a win-win. You get an interesting guest, they get the free advertisement and traffic to their blog or book and free advertisement. So I've never heard of anybody paying guests. If you have, let me know. Okay, next one. Christoph or Christopher. I'm sorry, Chris or Christopher. I always mix it up. But you know, your question is also traffic, how to attract, and why to podcast. Why to podcast is because you can increase traffic to anything you want. Second, you can network with people. You can have quality conversations with people that you would have never met before. Of course, I put it in the book. And also for the reasons mentioned earlier in the Andrew Chen excerpt there, podcast is growing exponentially, as is YouTube. And just like the investor guy said, Spotify actually sees podcasting as more lucrative than the music industry. That's why they bought Anchor.fm. Okay, so it's called the ground level. Get in now and go all in and reap the benefits. Easier said than done. I agree. Okay. Michael, how do you find guests? It's in this book right here. I recommend recommendations, and or otherwise you have to get cold emails. I go into more detail in the book, of course. How do you pick topics? Whatever I want to learn about, that's who I invite. Okay, people know that I'm a book blogger. My whole platform is about books and independent publishing. So I've already got my topics basically already picked out. Pick what you like. Okay? Yeah. David Bird, my buddy in the UK. How you doing, David? How expensive would it be to start? Will probably cost you about $0 or pounds or euros, because I'm guessing you already have a computer and I'm guessing you already have a microphone. Now, if you don't have a microphone with noise canceling whatever component, you should get one. But check this one out. This is a Sennheiser, 27 euros from Amazon, and it's got the canceling thing. But however, this is a USB microphone, which works great with laptops. And if you ever have a problem with your sound card in your computer, then use a USB microphone, because that goes around the sound card and uses the USB port. So that's one way to fix. The other one is this one, also a Sennheiser, about 70 euros. This is my favorite one. And this is the one that you can put in a smartphone so that you can podcast directly with your smartphone. And this is one of the best qualities too. You have a really good microphone, also noise canceling. Whatever you get, it has to have a noise canceling function. And so you can use this on your smartphone or the computer with these old jacks. Okay, so that's the only thing you need. I'm guessing you already have a smartphone and a computer. So what you should do is invest in a good microphone. A lot of people love the Blue Yeti, but you hold it. I like the headsets. I love having my hands free to scroll through my questions on my computer as I talk to people. And I'm just a big fan of headsets. And Sennheiser headsets are the best, and you can get them for under $100. Okay. So that was your questions, David. Do you need special equipment? No. You just need a computer, laptop, and a USB microphone like I've got right here. Okay. Jonathan from New Zealand, how you doing? You say how to start. It's in here, it's in the book. That's my standard answer today. It's in the book, but like I just said, it doesn't take any specific equipment. So I show you, this is kind of Sherry, How to Begin also said, hi, Sherry, how you doing? And R. Spangler, oh, I'm sorry, did I mess up your name? Richard or Robert? How you doing? And Jonathan, again, how to get started, how to begin. It's really simple. You get one of these microphones. I also show you in the beginning, the research phase, how to pick topics and how to narrow down your research and your genre with keyword research. It's just like blogging. It's just like SEO, search engine optimizations. You got to do your research first, and you use keyword research and the tools, some of them paid, but I show you all of the free ones online too, how to use keywords to find good topics, and then you know how to begin. Like you probably have an idea of what you want to do, so you narrow it down with your keyword research. And technically then, like I said, all you do is get the microphone and your smartphone or your computer. And like I said, it's all in here, my friends, okay? Jonathan, again, how often to podcast? Once per day or once per week? Minimum once per week. The main thing is that you podcast regularly. Some of the most famous examples, like Joe Rogan or John Lee Dumas, they podcast every day. John Lee Dumas, check him out. He's going to be on my podcast soon, this month. He's probably the number one podcaster in the world, especially among us, like book independent publishers and stuff, besides Joe Rogan. And these guys are independent, no companies. They did it all on their own. And he podcasts every day. That's pretty tough. If you do batching, you can do it. I recommend once per week, minimum. Okay? There was one more by Sherry. How to increase audience. This is a tough one. So it's kind of part of the network effect. When you start podcasting, then your guests will spread the link because they want people to see the podcast that they are on. So you network with influencers. It's in the book, of course. And that's the main way, not the only way. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to start the podcast membership. There's going to be some secret techniques and my secret traffic techniques when you subscribe to my podcast. They're not done yet. But when you start podcasting, your audience will almost automatically increase the more you podcast, because you're podcasting with people and they're sharing it to their friends. And it's called a virtuous circle or an upward spiral, kind of like a positive feedback thing. So I kind of glossed over that, but it's in the book. And besides that, I'm also making some secret techniques for the subscribers to the podcast. Okay, my friends, now the big announcement, because that was kind of long aria right there, wasn't it? The big announcement is that it's free. The book is free right now. If you go to Amazon right now, all the countries, it's in all the countries already, UK, USA, it's only free till tomorrow night, Friday night, midnight. So if you were listening to this video and the podcast, then you can get the book for free. And if you do get the book for free, please review it. Please leave a review. Reviews are the life's blood of all authors. Super duper important, especially because we have to fight the trolls off later that give you one stars just because they don't like you and stuff like that. And very simple to find, Authority Podcasting. It's the only one, the only orange one. Actually, it's the only one in Amazon called Authority Podcasting. We're making the print book soon. Got to make some finishing touches to the ebook, so just tiny edits. And but if you want it for free, it's on Amazon right now till tomorrow at midnight. That's Friday. What is that? The 7th, 8th of November? I don't know. Tomorrow, last day to get it for free as a reward for listening to my podcast, my friends. And again, please leave a review if you do get it. Okay, I hope you like that, and I hope you go get the book now. And if you miss the free day, then don't worry, it's going to be 99 cents next week for a long time. I don't know. You'll have plenty of time to get it for 99 cents. Thanks for listening, my friends. I have to go back to the video now. And I will see you at the top. Okay, my friends, if you like that podcast, then remember to go to zbooks.co and go get all the materials to start your authoring career. We have a 7-day challenge every week, so there's no excuse to not finish your book. And remember, please go to iTunes and upvote this podcast and Google Play. Okay, I look forward to seeing you at the top.